Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The MC pointed out that Weinstein and his brother Bob named their first company Miramax after their parents Miriam and Max, asking to laughter and applause. And all the thousands of years and annals of dutiful, nice Jewish boys, how many of them named their company after their parents? Come on. This is like the ultimate mitzvah, Katzenberg said. He also described Weinstein as having an outsized personality and an outsized heart, and also being an extraordinary and dedicated philanthropist. Waltz handled the actual presentation of Weinstein's award. Now, this was given out by the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Calling Weinstein a man with a heart of gold, Waltz pointed out that the honoree has handled the distribution of a great number of films connected to Jews, Nazis, and or the Holocaust, not just Bastards, but also The Truce, Life is Beautiful, The Reader, Sarah's Key, Captain Corelli's Mandolin, The Imitation Game, and the upcoming Woman in Gold. He closed, quote, Harvey's words, philanthropy, and brilliant films inspire all to strive toward righteousness without shielding our eyes from the past, close. Yes, but they had no idea he was a serial rapist. Rod Dreher says this, vomit. I am thoroughly unimpressed by the disgust of anonymous Hollywood figures who knew exactly who Harvey Weinstein was and what he did, but who looked the other way as long as he was useful to them. And when the next Hollywood psychopathic sex abuser is revealed, they'll be shocked, shocked to have discovered lechery and perversion going on in the industry. I don't feel sorry for Weinstein here, but the idea the Hollywood elites are now all of a sudden offended by Harvey Weinstein is revolting in its self-serving quality. By the way, there's this disgusting movie coming up. Disgusting. Called Bad Moms Christmas 2. Second one. Go watch the trailer. Now, don't watch it with your kids in the room. The trailer shows one of the bad moms. And yeah, you know how they become a bad mom? They determine that it's not their lot in life to have to go suffer through a PTA meeting with their little darling brats. And instead, we're going to skip the PTA meetings and all the other things mothers are supposed to do. And we're going to go out and get drunk today, shooting shots at tequila and lusting after men that we're not married to. Oh, what wonderful human beings you are.